Good afternoon. You're here with Madonna Guy, and this is the Natural Alternative Podcast. Welcome. I just wanted to share a quick video with you that has such an eloquent, hardworking, knowledgeable woman talking about vaccines and the damage they have always done to humanity.
Saving so much as one life. In fact, they are bioweapons, and if you give them to a young child, and the younger the child, the more destructive they are to that immune system. And so it's a combination. It's a combination. If you know where the WHO comes from, I think I put a note down here to where it comes from. But anyway, it was started up by Rockefeller. And what was Rockefeller into? Eugenics. Euthanasia and eugenics. That was Rockefeller back in the 30s. They own the WHO. They own the NIH. So now the game is, these people aren't dying fast enough. We can make a lot more money, and they'll die a lot faster if we put out these vaccines and we use them on small children. Children first. And then we make it compulsory. Then we can even say the kid can't go to school unless he's vaccinated. Mandatory vaccines are murder in the first degree. That is what they are. You're invading a person's body with poisons. And the shock is horrible. In real life, you don't have to deal with 10 different germs, viruses at once, usually one at a time. But when they give a child a vaccine, or anybody, but children the worst, and that system is soaking up in an instant all these poisons I just listed here, plus a lot of viruses, they don't tell you what they are. The immune system, especially of a child, just throws up its hands in horror and says, I can't cope. This is too much. This is not like real life. They give you an overwhelming amount of poisons at one time. And that's what happens.
So this is the regular vaccines that we were taught as children that were safe and effective, that saved millions of lives. One of the things that the CIA did in MKUltra and the Mockingbird media was basically start to brainwash people to believe that that was the truth. When I first started doing my thesis and research into vaccines and having those few brave souls talk to me about it, because they had been gaslit every step of the way until that point, they would say, my baby was a healthy baby until, and then they would tell me the story of what happened after one of the jabs. Doctors have never allowed people to tell their stories. Friends have never allowed people to tell their stories. We have brainwashed our population so much that no one wants to hear. No one wants to hear it. So, of course, in the last couple of years, when I was watching the rollout, the lack of studies into whether things were safe and effective. And then you find out from Dr. Naomi Wolf that the whole thing was a military operation, and that Pfizer and Moderna were paid to say that they manufactured these injectables. We're at a point where somewhere between 1 in 5 and 1 in 35 people around the planet have got enlarged hearts or myocarditis, both symptomatic and asymptomatic, because of the injectables if they've had 3. We know that turbo cancers are going through the roof. The amount of new types of cancers that I've been dealing with the last couple of years and supporting people through the process is redonkulous. So lots more prostate cancer in young men, lots more 4th stage pancreatic cancer, lots more endometrial tumors, double breast cancers, thyroid tumors, lymphomas, and people are being given these options. They're being sent home to get themselves organized. I'm just so frustrated with the whole thing. I do live blood screening and I see the crap in people's blood. Let me just show you some of my recent live blood work. See how coagulated that blood work is around this graphene strip. Now, this isn't too bad. You can see the little white blood cells here. You can see the red blood cells, and these little guys here are quite damaged red blood cells. This person had several vaccines, but had already done lots and lots of detoxification. There's so many nights when I just go to bed thinking about blood and what can we do about it. And we're trying all sorts of things. I know Dr. Anna talks about natokinase and seropeptase and EDTA foot baths and vitamin C infusions and stuff. But here in Australia, to do all that sort of thing, you're looking like, $1,000 a week. So who can afford that? And I know, what cost life, but nonetheless, it's a really challenging time. We're hoping to get some really good quality natokinase that's much cheaper than what is available on the market. So Dr. David Nixon and I will hopefully have our hands on that within the next couple of weeks so that some people with that really sticky blood can get in there and help to break down these clots. Unfortunately, we just really have no choice but to do everything we can to improve our health. We, sort of if we're doing infrared saunas, we need to detoxify afterwards. If we're doing foot baths, we need to detoxify afterwards. Everything we do that increases the circulation of toxins in our body, we then need to actually go and detox afterwards, which is really frustrating and annoying that this is where we've got to on the planet. It's so hard to trust anything these days, and certainly our medicos out there aren't going to be helping us. I still have family members who believe the entire shenanigans of the last 3.5 years, and I feel like if people are not awakened now, will they ever wake up? If you can't see that the Rockefeller system has been in control of medicine since 1910, if you can't see that eugenics has always been a method used by Rothschilds and Rockefellers, if you can't see that the crap they're pumping into the sky, the put stuff they're putting into our foods, the toxins they're putting into our babies, the toxins that are in our water supply, they are hitting us from every angle. And the only benefit is, and people think, oh, well, I'm going to live till I'm 80 years old. But what if we were meant to live to 120? What if we were meant to live to 140? And this is just a slow death where every single step of the way we are making people rich. We're paying for scans. We're paying for medication. Our government, we are paying our taxes so that they support Big Pharma. How much of our GDP goes into Big Pharma medications for people? I watched with horror as my friend died recently in hospital. The lack of care, the lack of support, the lack of allied health, the inability to choose what treatments you are going to have. It's so inhumane. It's so inhumane. And I never want to be a part of that. I never want to be in a position where I have to be a part of that system. The more you learn about what chemotherapy and radiation and all sorts of things do, and people go, oh, I've survived 25 years since my breast cancer. But at what cost? One of my aunts had breast cancer years ago, and then her heart. Afterwards, she had an inflamed heart, and her heart output was at about 20%. She said, no, it's not from the chemo or radiation. How the fuck do you know? Why are people so quick to say, no, it's not my medication. No, it's not the vaccines. No, it's not the chemo. No, it's not the radiation. No, it's not the operation. No, it's not the anesthetics. No, it's not the pollution in the air. No, it's not the pollution in our foods. It's not the sugar, it's not the genetic modification. Why are people so quick to stand up for the stuff that's killing us? It's time to just name it what it is. There are bioweapons out there. We have no choice but to be looking after our health for ourselves on a daily basis and do whatever we have to do to keep ourselves up and running and fighting this war, because it is a war. They're trying to kill us. I'm so fucking frustrated with the whole thing. While I've got breath in my body, I will continue to fight the good fight. Sorry, rant number two today. So have a good day, everyone. Love you all. Take care. Keep shining the light.